Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Paris, France. Islam is destroying democracy in France and all across Europe. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A recent report says that Islam in France is destroying the nation of France. This recent report says that Islam is increasing in influence and power in the European continent. With more on that story, here's my broadcast partner, Dr. Rob Congdon.
There's a growing movement throughout Europe, bringing many cultures from around the world, uniting them together into one union, will actually make for a better world as people understand each other, they live together, and they blend. What has happened as Islam has come in, they have come in massive numbers, particularly in France. They've come up from Africa. And as they've come in, instead of blending in or the melting pot concept, they are basically starting to assert themselves and trying to take over. And the support is growing for limiting migration into the European Union, particularly Muslim integration, because they see it's not working. And this is tough on them because they really promoted the idea in the past to bring in all these people.
Dr. Rob Congdon with a report on the impact that Islam is having all across Europe. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Islam plays a major role in our world today, which is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Islam is a major factor throughout the entire Middle East, but also in many nations in Europe. European leaders are working to get control of the situation, which seems to be worsening day by day. The ancient Jewish prophets never mentioned the word Islam. However, they did reveal an end-of-time scenario that would factor in many nations in the Middle East and Europe that have one thing in common. They are Islamic. For example, in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, you'll read about the king of the north, modern-day Syria, and the king of the south, Egypt. In Psalm 83, the psalmist mentions a number of nations that will align themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, nations like Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and the Palestinian people. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, the ancient Jewish prophet mentions Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan, and the nation of Libya. The lowest common denominator among these nations is that all of them are of the Islamic faith. Now, with the spread of Islam across Europe and its growing influence in these European nations, you can see how the prophetic scenario found in the Bible of the alignment of the nations moving to destroy the Jewish state of Israel is coming more into focus. The growth of Islam in Europe is indeed helping to set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...